podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Cultivating Calm, a podcast all about anxiety and how to overcome it. Anxiety can quickly overwhelm our lives with stress and worry, but this podcast works to help relieve those anxious thoughts and feelings. In this series, I will be discussing not only what anxiety is, but ways in which to calm the mind and tips on how to cope with your anxiety in new and effective ways. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the third episode of Cultivating Calm. This episode is going to focus on consciousness. I will be focusing on what consciousness is, how to practice being conscious, and what benefits it has. This is a technique that has helped me with easing my anxiety, and today I will be sharing how it can help you as well. Let's start with answering a few questions you may have. What is consciousness, and what does it mean? How can being conscious help us ease and overcome anxiety? Well, according to Very Well Mind, consciousness refers to your individual awareness of your unique thoughts, memories, feelings, sensations, and environments. Essentially, your consciousness is your awareness of yourself and the world around you. Some examples of conscious thoughts and thinking include if you do something such as making a to-do list in your head, noticing the weather outside and how it makes you feel, memories of a conversation, or other things like that. The power consciousness has is incredible. Consciousness helps us to check in with our reality, stay focused on what's important, understand our minds, and much more. This is just a brief overview of the benefits of consciousness, and I will get into this more later in this episode. One of the biggest ways to practice consciousness is spending time outside in nature. Being outside and one with the world will allow you to become more aware of your environment. Here is a simple practice that you can do that will help you in being conscious to ease your anxiety or anxiety symptoms. Take a moment to yourself to just sit outside, alone, and activate your senses. Do you smell anything? What do you see? If your eyes are closed, what do you hear? Maybe birds chirping or a car going by. How does your body feel? Are you able to let go of some tension? Or are you holding your stress anywhere in particular? Allow yourself to let go for a moment and just be conscious in the present, focusing on everything but what you were or are anxious about. Once you finish this exercise, reflect on it. How did sitting outside and becoming aware of these sensations make you feel? Did it ease your anxiety symptoms at all, even if it was just for a moment? Redirecting our attention to our environment and getting out of our heads is so important to do whenever possible. I had a moment of realization a few months ago about how I was stuck in my own head and I just wasn't taking the time to be conscious. I was walking to class one day, and I was very anxious about my classes as I had a presentation that day, and I had just taken a couple of exams that week, and I was just really stuck in my head. My anxious thoughts were starting to overwhelm me, and I was starting to feel my stress physically and not just mentally at that point. Just as I was about to enter the building for my class, I noticed how sunny and beautiful it was outside. I took a deep breath and a moment to just stand there in the sun, and I realized that in my brain, it was dark and cold, but in reality, I was in a sunny and warm environment, and I could hear birds chirping, and I saw squirrels running around, and that is an example of consciousness. I had a moment where I was aware of my surroundings, and I instantly felt 10 times better than I had just seconds before. After that, I started to make it a point to be conscious at least a few times a day and get out of my head for a few seconds. This experience made me realize that my anxiety put a sort of filter over my reality and my perception of it, and it made me have this narrow mindset like I talked about in the last episode. I was only seeing what I was anxious about, and I was not even aware of everything around me. This connects with my next point, which is looking at the bigger picture. Part of looking at the bigger picture for me is recognizing that everything is connected. In one of my classes, I read a book by Thich Nhat Hanh called The Heart of Understanding, where the author connected a piece of paper to the rest of the universe in the chapter Interbeing. Now, that may be confusing, but let me explain. The clouds, rain, trees, and sun are all in a simple piece of paper. Clouds allow the rain to fall, the rain falls and waters the trees, the sun helps the tree to grow, and the tree continues to grow until it is chopped down to make the paper. Without all of those elements of the universe, the paper would not exist. Now, if it's possible to connect something as simple as a piece of paper to the rest of the universe, then imagine the endless possibilities for looking at the bigger picture when practicing consciousness. Making these connections can ease our anxiety by letting us know that there are things much greater in this world than just the things that we are worrying about. We see so narrowly due to our anxiety, when in reality, there are so many things that we aren't seeing, and we just simply need to look at the bigger picture. I have a personal story to share about the time I realized that everything is connected in this world. It was in October of 2021, and I visited a flower farm with my family. There were rows upon rows of flowers everywhere, and I was in awe of how beautiful it was because I had never seen something like that before. Then I switched my focus to just a single flower. This flower was bright and colorful, and then I noticed that a bee had landed on it. Suddenly, I started to connect everything together. This flower and the thousands of others just like it existed because of the soil that was dirtying my shoes, the bees buzzing in my ears, and the hot sun making the air stuffy. All of these aspects of the flower farm that I had picked apart and would typically complain about all make up this beautiful flower that I had been admiring. For the rest of my trip, I would only see the positive in my environment or situation, and I continued to connect things together as well. It is mind-blowing how something as simple as admiring a flower can have such a great and positive impact on your mindset, reality, and anxiety. One quote that I live by and that I would like to share is this: "The world is still revolving." Because it is as plain as that. The world is still revolving and moving along despite what you may be going through. This will hopefully help you, as it has for me, to distinguish what it is that I truly need to worry about and what thoughts that I can let go of if it will not have a direct impact on my life or the world. Something that is so simple but we don't tend to do often enough is doing nothing. Yes, that sounds a little weird, but just try sitting and being alone with your thoughts without the distraction of a cell phone, a book, music, or other things. When you do that, make note of what thoughts come up for you when you are alone with them. Are my thoughts overwhelming me? What am I thinking about right now? My test tomorrow or my plans with my friends tonight? Allow your thoughts to pop up, but if you feel that they are starting to overwhelm you, return to what you were doing before this exercise. Not all of these practices are going to work for you because, like I've said before, everyone's anxiety is different and it affects them in different ways. So try it out, and if something doesn't work out for you, move on to the next thing. I personally do not do well sitting alone with my thoughts unless I am listening to a guided mindfulness meditation, but I do know of many other people who benefit from sitting alone with their thoughts, so just keep that in mind. If you are comfortable with the practice or the idea of having no distractions and being alone with your thoughts, you can try to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is being aware of the present moment and state of your body without interpretation or judgment. Being mindful of everything you do will help you to focus on your present state of being rather than your anxiety or the things that are causing your anxiety. Mindfulness can be guided by yourself or another person. There are many mindfulness apps and videos out there. Some of my favorite mindfulness apps are Headspace, Calm, and there are also many YouTube videos that are guided mindfulness meditations. These mindfulness sessions tend to be either 5, 10, 15, or 30 minutes long. I like to do guided mindfulness meditations from time to time, but that is not always practical for those who have busier lives and just don't have the time or space to sit and listen. An alternative form to mindfulness that I do quite often is being mindful during your everyday activities. For example, when you are eating your breakfast or drinking your morning coffee or tea, take a moment to ask yourself questions about how you feel and what you notice while doing this. What do I taste? How does it smell? Is it satisfying my hunger or my tiredness? And other questions like that. Or if you are cleaning, cooking, reading a book, or going on a walk, take a moment to be present and notice what you feel and what you are experiencing. This is very similar to what I just talked about regarding sitting outside and being aware of your surroundings. We often take these small moments for granted and just go the rest of our day without fully processing what our senses are taking in and being conscious of ourselves. If we do these simple acts of mindfulness to be conscious, then we can get out of our heads for a bit and ease some of the anxiety we had been focusing on. Another practice is the awareness watching awareness method. In the book, The Most Direct Means to Eternal Bliss by Michael Langford, a renowned author, teacher, and practitioner, he discusses this method and includes the instructions for the exercise, which is as follows. Shut your eyes. Notice your awareness. Observe your awareness. Turn your attention away from the world, body, and thought, and towards awareness watching awareness. Every time you notice you are thinking, turn your attention away from thought and towards awareness watching awareness. Watch your awareness, not your thoughts. Essentially, what this is trying to say is that if you pay attention to a sensation or a feeling, you will not be able to pay attention to your thoughts. If you become aware of your thought, the thought becomes just that, a thought. It is no longer a worry because you are now aware of it and paying attention to the awareness of it rather than the thought itself. If you find yourself starting to pay attention to your thoughts, something that has helped me is to think of my thoughts as clouds, and these clouds are passing by in my mind, and once that cloud is out of sight, I am no longer allowed to think about it. Again, a lot of these practices may sound different or weird, but they truly do help. Finally, I will be talking about what the benefits are to becoming more conscious. According to Steve Pavlina, an American self-help author, motivational speaker, and entrepreneur, becoming more conscious can help in making deliberate and conscious decisions, can induce a positive emotional state regardless of circumstances, can empower beliefs, can help you in understanding your own thoughts, behaviors, and emotions, will help you in staying focused on what is important, not needless worries or distractions, and can allow you to build an accurate and effective model of reality. Practicing consciousness has personally had a huge positive impact on my life. I now feel like I have a way to get out of my head and focus on the world, which is super important for relieving my anxiety symptoms. I also believe that taking the time to be aware of myself and my feelings brings me small moments of peace and joy every day, which is a big relief from my daily stressors and anxiety symptoms. Each day, I am more energetic, focused, and happier just from being more conscious. To conclude this episode, let's go back over what I talked about regarding consciousness and ways to practice it. First, consciousness is being aware of your mind, body, and environment, and some ways to practice consciousness are spending time outside in nature, looking at the bigger picture, simply doing nothing, mindfulness, and the awareness watching awareness method. I also shared some personal stories about my own experiences with consciousness as well as the benefits of it. The next episode of Cultivating Calm will focus on learning to love, respect, and care for yourself. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening to this episode of Cultivating Calm, and I'll see you next time.